is Manage Your Energy, Not Your Time, written by Roman Talentino, read for you by Pilar Mendoza. Introduction. The day I stopped believing in time management. I want to tell you about a Wednesday in October of 2009. I was 39 years old, sitting in the back of a Toyota Corolla in the parking lot of a sandwich shop in Sunnyvale, eating a turkey on wheat with one hand and answering email with the other. I had 3 coaching calls already done that morning. I had 4 more to go. I was tracking my time in 15-minute increments in a Moleskine notebook because that's what a productivity book I'd read had told me to do. The notebook was full. So was I. I'd been a competitive long-distance runner in my 20s and early 30s. I'd run a 2031 marathon in 1997, which is fast, but not elite. And I'd retired from racing after my knees started to disagree with me in a way that no amount of physical therapy could resolve. I knew with a certainty that only a former endurance athlete carries, that the body has finite capacity. You can't run 120 miles a week forever. You can't hit your peak heart rate 7 days in a row without your legs filing a complaint. I'd known this in my bones for 20 years. And yet there I was, in a parked Corolla, treating my brain like it was made of different material than my legs. I was running mental intervals from 6 in the morning until 11 at night. I was hitting peak cognitive load all day, every day. I was sleeping 6 hours and calling it discipline. I was drinking 4 cups of coffee and calling it focus. I was eating in my car and calling it efficiency. That Wednesday, I finished the sandwich, set down the notebook, and stared at the steering wheel for about 10 minutes. I wasn't tired in the normal sense. I was hollowed out, the thing I'd built my coaching practice around, helping high-performing people get more done, wasn't working. Not for me. And, if I was honest, not for half my clients either. They were thinner versions of themselves. They were efficient and miserable. They had perfect calendars and zero capacity. I drove home. I cancelled the rest of the day. And I started over. What you're holding is the result of 14 years of starting over, not just for me but for the founders, surgeons, corporate executives, single parents, and ordinary working people I've coached since. The thesis is simple and, in some circles, still a little heretical. Time is not your scarce resource. Energy is. The productivity industry has spent 40 years building tools to optimize a resource that was never the bottleneck, and the people using those tools have been quietly, steadily breaking down. I'm not going to tell you that you can have it all if you just plan better. I'm not going to tell you about the morning routine of a billionaire who has 3 personal chefs and a sleep coach on payroll. I'm going to tell you what I've watched work in actual lives, under actual constraints, over actual decades. A few things you should know before we go further. First, this is not a self-help book in the inspirational sense. I don't believe you need to be inspired. I think you need to be informed and then left alone to make your own choices. I'll give you the science where it's solid, the heuristics where the science is weak, and my own opinions where I think they're earned. I'll mark which is which. Second, I am not anti-ambition. I ran 120-mile weeks. I built a coaching practice from zero. I work hard. I admire people who work hard. What I'm against is the cultural assumption that hard work is the same thing as constant work, and that recovery is what soft people do. Every coach in elite sport knows this is wrong. Somehow the white-collar world hasn't caught up. Third, I am also not pro-soft living. There's a corner of the wellness world that has confused rest with avoidance and self-care with self-indulgence. 12 hours of sleep, a green juice, and a sound bath will not produce a career or a meaningful life. The point of recovery is to enable output. Without the output, the recovery has no purpose. Both halves matter. Fourth, I am Filipino-American. My mother raised 4 kids on a nurse's salary in Daly City. The idea that you would rest because you were tired was foreign to her, and to most of the adults I grew up around. I have had to learn rest the way other people learn a second language. If you come from a culture or a family where rest feels like betrayal, I see you. We'll talk about this honestly. Fifth, I'm in my mid-50s now. The body I'm coaching from is not the body that ran a 2031 marathon. Some of what I say will be filtered through what aging has taught me about energy management, which I think is more useful.